Our story today is called God Values Giving. It's from Robert Grimm. In 1995, the nation was stunned when news broke an elderly woman named Osceola McCarty had donated $150,000 to the University of Southern Mississippi for their scholarship fund. This 87-year-old woman had been forced to drop out of school in the sixth grade to care for her family. For more than 60 years, she made a living washing clothes for hire in Hattiesburg, Mississippi, saving as much as she could from her meager pay. She wanted others to have the opportunity for the education she never received, so she gave away the money she had saved for so many years. Our society values how much a person has. God values how much a person gives. When Jesus watched the people giving in the temple, he praised the widow who cast in just two mites, a fraction of a penny, because it represented such a sacrifice. Though money itself is not evil, loving money leads to all kinds of evil. The best protection we have against the sorrows that come from loving money is to cultivate generous hearts. Look for opportunities to use the resources God has given you, even if they do not seem to be great, for the benefit of others. Rather than waiting until you have enough to give, be generous and give what you have to help others today. Proverbs 11:24 and 25 says, "One gives freely, yet grows all the richer. Another withholds what he should give and only suffers want. Whoever brings blessing will be enriched, and one who waters will himself be watered." Thanks for joining us on the Glenn Story Corner podcast. Hear Glenn Story Corner live at 6:55 a.m. Central on the Relevant Radio Network. And if you have a Glenn Story Corner suggestion, email us at morningair@relevantradio.com.